Good afternoon, Rosanna Davison.
Good afternoon. That was a lovely song.
Isn't
it? I must say I enjoyed that.
Yes, yeah. My 14-year-old daughter introduced me to it last night. It's quite old. But when I went on to see it on YouTube, over 700 million people have watched it on YouTube. So there
goodness,
you go.
It was lovely and relaxing.
Yeah, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Yeah. Gosh, it's been a while since we've talked.
Yes, it has been a while. It's could be 7 years, 6 or 7 years. I'll just get this out of the way, Rosanna. You've teamed up with One For All, which is a perfect gift for Mother's Day. And I'm a big fan of One For All vouchers, and my mum gets them every Christmas. And so it's an easy sell to me. So
they're brilliant. They're, you know, light enough to post and easy enough to pick up. So, yeah.
And there's a whole range of shops you can use them in. Mother's Day is a big day for you, isn't it? Because you tried for so long to be a mother.
Certainly is. Well, yeah, we've shared our story over the past year or so, and this year we're lucky enough to have three babies at home. Well, one toddler and two almost 4 month old identical twin boys. So last year we had Sophia. She was just a few months old. But of course, we'd gone into lockdown for Mother's Day last year, and you know, most of us couldn't see our mums. So this year we're in a support bubble with my parents. They're helping out with childcare. So we will be able to see my mum, thankfully, this Sunday and for Mother's Day.
And it's great for you and Wes and your parents, Chris and Diane. And in a way, one of the positives out of lockdown, I think, is people for very young children are getting to bond a lot more because they're spending more time at home.
Yeah, I think it's been a really, I suppose, one of the positive aspects of all of this is that, you know, my husband Wes has been home from work, and we've had all this important family time together. Also, you know, he's a whiz at changing nappies and feeding the boys and all those sorts of things. So I couldn't have done it without him. So we've just been, I mean, it's intense, obviously, looking after three little ones, but it's a special time, and I think we'll look back and really appreciate it.
I think you will. We got an email during the week from one of our listeners who just had a new baby, and they had a 2-year-old at home, and they were looking for advice because the 2-year-old was looking at the interloper, you know, the new baby, as if, well, you're stepping on my turf here. How has Sophia been with the twins?
We've had a little bit of that here. She wasn't too impressed when we brought them home from hospital, and she, you know, she's getting used to them now and getting used to seeing them around, but still she can't play with them, she can't eat them, she can't beat them up, you know, they're kind of pointless to her at the moment. But we keep saying to her, you know, later this year when they're able to sit up and they're a bit stronger, they'll be able to play with her. But of course, because she was born at the end of 2019, she hasn't really been able to play with any babies at all, so it'll be lovely for her to have the company later this year. They should be big enough to play.
It'll be a big adventure going out into the world, won't it? How's motherhood treating you? That's a big question, isn't it?
It is. I could be here all day telling you. You know, we're trying to just survive each day without too much baby sick down our fronts, and you know, to make sure not too many of us are crying throughout the day. But it's, yeah, as I said, it's busy, but we're kind of in a good routine with the twins now. And I think that's the secret with twins, is to be sort of militant about their routine, you know, feeding times, sleep times, and then fit Sophia's sort of meal times and bedtime in between that. But, you know, we're doing fine. We're surviving each day, and it actually gets easier week by week. I think anyone with a newborn baby will say that as well. You know, issues like colic and reflux have been, you know, bit of a problem for us, but they're coming out of that now, and we've got teething ahead of us then as the next stage, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All the fun ones.
Yeah, and then, you know, you can project forward to the teenage years.
Little bit ahead of us.
I'm fascinated, I know you've talked about this before, but I'm fascinated about your, you know what happened to you, you know, trying and then going with a surrogate and then naturally having the two lads, Hugo and Oscar. Have you tried to make sense of that? Have your doctors made any sense of that? Or,
you know, I do think about it a lot, but there was no medical explanation. I mean, my doctor was just as amazed as I was, and I actually had seen 5 different specialists between here and the UK during that time. I personally put it down to probably, you know, we had Sophia early last year. We had thought we'd go again with the surrogacy program last summer. We had stopped trying to have kids ourselves. And then going into lockdown as well, I just relaxed my lifestyle. I'm one of these ones who kind of puts a lot of pressure on myself to, you know, get up, get things done, go to the gym, go to work. And so when we went into lockdown, I just gave myself the chance to relax and just have that family time at home with Wes and Sophia. And it just happened. But of course, you know, people will say, well, just stop trying and it'll happen. And in our case, you know, that's what happened to us. But it's very hard just to switch off if you're really trying for family and it's not working out. And I think an important point to make about Mother's Day is that it's not an easy day for everyone.
No.
You know, some of us can't see our mums, some of us have lost our mums. You know, other people out there like me over the years, you know, was desperate to become a mum and it wasn't happening. So, you know, it's not always an easy day for everyone, but it is a very special day and a day to enjoy if you are lucky enough to have your mum there.
And I was saying it's going to be more important for people this year, like it was last year, because people haven't seen their mothers if they're living away from home or for lockdown, cocooning, various reasons. So it gives it a sort of more importance.
I think we
were speaking to Bibi Baskin before 4 o'clock, and I was reading a bit about her before the show today. And one of the things she brought back with her from India was this thing, you know, mind and body, that we tend to, in the Western world, separate the mind from the body. But when you hear your story, you know, you can't help but think that there's a very strong connection.
Yeah, I've always believed that, really, that, you know, so much of your thoughts and your thought processes, you know, control maybe how your body works or doesn't. And, you know, I think stress management has a lot to do with it. You know, I think health really is, obviously we're familiar with good nutrition, drinking your water, getting your regular exercise. But, you know, sleep, stress management is probably underrated. But, you know, the last year has taught us all, I think, to slow down a little bit more and appreciate more of a slower pace of life, because that's the choice, you know, it's the only way we've been able to live. And hopefully we won't have to go back to the crazy pace of life that we had gotten used to.
And we spoke to Jedward at the top of the show. And, you know, John and Edward. Edward was saying that John is the talented one. He's the singer and he plays guitar. And Edward is the one who deals with business. Can you see, even at this early stage, can you see Hugo and Oscar developing different personalities? Or is it too early?
We can, you know. Funny enough, during my pregnancy, Oscar was the wild one. He was always doing flips.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, one scan he'd have the head up and the next one he'd have the head down. And Hugo was more chilled. But actually, Hugo now we call Party Boy Hugo, because he's got a glint in his eye. He looks like he wants to head out to Coppers every night.
Right.
You know, I have to let him down gently, tell him it's not possible at the moment. And Oscar's sort of the more chilled out one. So,
we are
learning their little personalities. Yeah. And it's great fun. It's such a lovely stage to just watch them grow and develop and have all this time with them.
Yeah.
So we are feeling, you know, extremely grateful for that.
Just an anonymous texter before we let you go. Thanks to Rosanna for sharing her story. I thought I was alone struggling to conceive. It can be lonely as hell. So there you go. That's you gave somebody some comfort. Rosanna teamed up with One For All. So if you're looking for an idea for Mother's Day, One For All voucher, it's a cover all gift.
Yeah.
And as you say, you can put it in the post as well. Rosanna, lovely talking to you. And don't be
Thanks
a stranger.
Thanks so much. And great to talk to you.
Mind yourself. Stay safe.
No, absolutely not. Have a lovely weekend.
You
bye.
Too. Bye. Bye. That's it from us. Cormac and Sarah on the way. We are back on Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Happy Mother's Day to everybody, including Mary Bonner down in Camping Crescent. And whatever you're doing, do it safely. Have I got a jingle there? I do. There you go. Good luck.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.